This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Tea Time with Becky podcast, where we spill the tea on how to live a high vibe lifestyle, how to raise your energetic frequency on the daily, and where we share our experiences on energetic awakening, because we're all just really figuring it out as we go, so why not learn from each other through this connective outlet? If you're ready to start your week vibing high, let's dive in. Hello, babe, and welcome back to Tea Time with Becky. It's always so good having you here. If you are an avid listener, thank you so much for joining me again today. If this is your first time, welcome. Today is November 27th, and it is the full moon in Gemini. So happy full moon if you're listening real time. And today we are going to be diving into lunar energies, not the full moon specifically, but we are going to dive into all of the phases. We're going to talk about the infradian rhythm and seasonal cycles that go along with the lunar cycle. If you have been around here for a while, you know that my new journal, Move with the Moon, has recently been released, so I think it is time that we really take a bit of a deep dive into this topic. So my new journal does move with either the moon phases or the menstrual cycle. And regardless of whether or not you have a menstrual cycle, we can also work with the phases of the moon. So since today is the full moon, let's start with that energy. So this is moon days 12 to 18. So today being the full moon is day 15 on the lunar cycle, so the moon phase cycle. However, that energy does start around day 12 until about day 18. And for those of you who are unaware, the moon cycle is 28 days. So if you do have a menstrual cycle, that would also be roughly days 12 to 18, depending on the length of your cycles. So we also talk about seasonal energies and elemental energies when we talk about these phases. So full moon, cycle days 12 to 18, that season is summer. And the elemental energy is fire. So during this time, energy is at its highest, and it is also at its highest in a masculine sense. So this is allowing yourself to be seen, high confidence, movement, action, celebrating, practicing gratitude. Imbalances during this season can feel like anger, frustration, or impatience. And to balance movement, self-expression, and leaning into gratitude. So I always remind people, one of the most common things during the full moon phase is trouble sleeping. Over and over and over again, my inbox on all socials gets full with, Becky, it's the full moon, I can't sleep again, I don't know what to do. And oftentimes, this is just because we are full of so much energy and we forget to actually physically move that energy through our bodies. So that's why movement is my number one go-to as an imbalance in this season, whether it's a cycle phase or the moon phase, because that energy just needs to be moved in that masculine, fire element in order to balance that high energy. If you are, I'm air quoting, taking action, but in a way that is creative and more feminine, and let's say you're like creating, you're writing, you're drawing, you're sitting down and doing things at a computer, but you're not actually moving your body and moving that energy through, it may feel imbalanced and it may cause things like a hard time sleeping or frustration or impatience. So balancing that with movement, with allowing yourself to express in whatever way feels good and in a way that feels passionate. Following those passions and allowing them to be acted on is going to be super important here. Then we move into fall. So the waning moon, cycle days 19 to 24. This is when the energy starts to decline. So you may all of a sudden start feeling like you don't really want to engage socially. You're starting to prepare and transition into a slower schedule. So what this feels like personally for me, I know as soon as I enter this phase, all of a sudden I start cleaning and organizing my house. I start needing to figure out my schedule, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my winter must be approaching. My body just knows. If this isn't something that you're aware of because you haven't been following the moon cycle or you haven't been following your cycle, just starting to pay attention to this, it may be different for you, but it's generally the time that your body starts to transition. So setting boundaries, letting go or shedding what no longer supports you. This is usually where I start kind of like tidying up my house, getting rid of old items that I know I no longer need and do not support this version of me. Imbalances during this cycle phase could be fatigue, depression, irritability. And to balance these, you want to really honor yourself, speak your truth, and problem solve. This is really where organizing or just getting your shit in order is going to make you feel so much more balanced and so much better, because your body just knows that a slower phase is coming. So it doesn't mean that you have to do a full halt. I know that like we live in the real world and days can still be busy, but this is where we just start preparing for the upcoming winter or new moon phase, knowing that our energy is going to be at its lowest. So taking little steps here to do whatever is going to be most beneficial for you in your winter. The elemental energy for the fall or waning moon phase is earth, which is also where we transition from that masculine energy to that feminine energy. So allowing yourself to be fully grounded in who you are, to express that, is going to be very beneficial to you. So then when we move into winter, this is cycle days 25 to 5. So day one is the new moon, or day one of your bleed. So this is, like I said, when your energy is at its lowest. However, it is also when it is at its most feminine. So your feminine senses here are heightened. This is in our water element, which represents emotions, nurturing, self-care. This time of the moon cycle or your cycle is generally when your intuition is heightened, all of your senses may be heightened, and this is when you set your intentions and let your intuition take the lead on what you want to manifest for the upcoming cycle. Imbalances in this phase may feel like anxiety, overwhelm, mood swings, and to balance is really allowing yourself to fully rest, allowing yourself time for self-care, holding firm in your boundaries, and just really allowing yourself to slow down. I always like to remind everyone in this phase that rest is a very important priority, and a lot of the time we forget to prioritize rest because it doesn't feel like it's moving us forward, but it really is so important. This time is not going to feel like a time that you want to be out partying, socializing. This is usually the time that I say carry a journal around or have a note in your phone, because this is when your intuition is going to be at its strongest and you are going to have beautiful ideas dropping in, or downloads, or just knowings or understandings. But now is not the time to do anything with them. It's just a time to write them down and just be in your body and trust, really, really fully trust. And you may be having a moment of, that is not at all how I feel during that phase. And part of that could be just because it hasn't been balanced and it has been imbalanced for so long, or you felt separate from it for so long that you don't even know what a balanced or optimal winter phase or new moon phase feels like for you. And that is totally okay. This takes so much time. Trust me when I say this, this is not just something that I learned and understood overnight. It has taken me years to really understand and be in flow with this cycle. Okay, lastly, then we move from our new moon or our winter to our spring waxing moon cycle days 6 to 11. So this is where we start transitioning back into that masculine energy and we are in the air element. So this is when our energy starts to come back up on the rise. This is when we start planting those seeds or taking inspired action on all of those beautiful intuitive downloads we had during our winter. This is when we can start planning our social calendar again for this week and the next week. This is when it feels good to put yourself out there again. When this season is imbalanced, you could feel restless, have a really hard time concentrating. It may feel like your head just hurts because you aren't really sure what to start taking action on. To balance this, I always say practice forgiveness, not just of others, but also of yourself, and have compassion and really just take the damn leap. It's just time to start doing the thing. If you feel nervous here or restless or like you can't decide on something to take action on, you may feel at the end of this phase, when you hit your summer, super angry and frustrated again because you haven't started planting those seeds in order to take that action and start moving. This spring cycle is where you really need to allow yourself to start putting yourself out there and not stay in that hermit phase from the winter, because even though rest is beautiful in that new moon phase, it isn't going to feel as good and as supportive in the waxing moon spring phase, cycle days 6 to 11, because this is once again where you shift into that air element where things start to move again, the ideas really start rolling, and you really want to honor that phase. And then the more you work with each one of these cycle phases, the more and more you will understand what the exact days are for you and what each of these phases feels like to you, because they could feel very different than what I'm explaining to you, because your human experience and existence is different. But the only way to really pinpoint what it feels like for you and what energies are heightened or are lower through each phase is by actually allowing yourself to pay attention to it and no longer be separate from it. I talk to so many women who say that they just are completely separate from their menstrual cycle, or lots of people who don't even know that the moon cycle is 28 days. We know the circadian rhythm. We know that the sun rises and sets at the same time every single day, and how it slowly shifts, and that it's beneficial for our body, our mind, and our spirit to allow ourselves to wake up and let our energy rise with the sun and then wind down as it sets. But so many of us don't know, understand, or think about the infradian rhythm and that moon cycle, and it is still an energetic cycle that affects our system and our body, and we know this. We know how much the moon affects the water and the earth and even just people's emotions. People joke about it all the time, but on a bigger scale, it does affect us each personally. But each one of us is affected, but also has the opportunity to really work with and benefit from this energetic cycle. That is why I get so passionate talking about this. So the journal that I've created is a three-cycle journal that has daily affirmations and journal prompts that align with each phase. It actually even has tarot affirmation cards for each phase. And essentially what you do is you choose an affirmation and a journal prompt that aligns for where you are that day in whatever cycle phase you're in. You write down your cycle number, whether it's your menstrual cycle or the moon cycle. You write down your affirmation. You write down your daily gratitude. You chart how you're feeling, and then you answer whatever journal prompt you have chosen. And then on top of that, each week also has an exercise that aligns with that cycle phase. So just a little support tool, and then followed by a reflection so that you can start tracking and understanding the similarities that you have each time you're in that phase for a 3-month journey. And of course, this can be used long after that, filled out in your own journal. But essentially what it does is tracking how your energy is through each one of these phases allows you to really get to know and understand how you energetically work in these cycles. And it is so, so incredible when you just know, oh my gosh, I must be cycle day X because I'm starting to do this, that, and the other thing. And I know that during this week, I actually don't really like eating cold foods for lunch because it just gives me the ick. So I know when I get groceries, I need to do something warm for my lunches this week. Things as simple as that that make such a huge difference and impact on just your daily well-being, but also just your level of understanding for yourself and how you fit in the world. I want to share this little story with you because it is so wild looking back for me. I have gone through numerous times in my career as a hairstylist where I would hit extreme burnout or full body fatigue or hardly be able to even function on a physical level. And what I learned looking back is that I was so out of flow with the natural rhythm of my body that I was pushing and hustling in phases that needed a slowdown and just continuing that high energy all the way through week after week, so that it never actually felt like I was fully taking action on something I loved because I was never allowing myself to slow down, to reflect, to turn inward, to fully rest when my body needed it. I would just book a day off or book a vacation like anyone else just when it lined up with my schedule, and that was not what my body needed. So it got to a point where it made me question my creativity or my skill just because of how my energy naturally flows. And being able to navigate this as I have changed my career path into Fused Beauty and Hair and Healing, I am able to mark my calendar for what works best for me and my energy so that I am able to offer my clients the most support that I can possibly give while also supporting my mind, my body, and my spirit in the best possible way because it all energetically flows. So I hope this episode was super beneficial for you. As a little recap, spring cycle days are days 6 to 11, which is also the waxing moon. Summer cycle days are days 12 to 18, which is also the full moon. Fall cycle days are days 19 to 24, which is also the waning moon. And then lastly, our winter cycle days 25 to 5 is the dark new moon. In my journal, I do split the winter up into the dark moon and the new moon. We're not going to fully deep dive into that in this podcast episode, but I hope that the abbreviated explanations I've given you are very, very helpful for you. If you do want to take a deep dive into this new creation, I do have copies in stock in the studio, or I will link to it through Amazon.com in the show notes. Thank you so, so much for being here with me today, and I can't wait to talk to you on the next one. Happy full moon, babe.